The Medrash at the beginning of this week's parasha, Parashas Chayesara, cites an interesting story. The Medrash says that once Rabbi Akiva was darshaning for his Talmidim, and he saw that Tzibur was falling asleep. So he wanted to wake them up. So he said, why is it that Esther Amalka was Zocha to rule over 127 Medinas? Because Tavo Esther, Shaisa Basbita, Shal Sara, Esther was the descendant of Sarah Imenu, who lived for 127 years. So that's why she was Zocha to live over 127 Medinas. It's a Medrash Pliya. What does this mean? What's the connection between Sarah Imenu and Esther Amalka? And why did Rabbi Akiva think that he could wake up the Talmidim with this story? There are many different answers that are given, many darshanim try to give answers to explain this medrash. I saw Rav Dessler in his Michtam Elio, he wants to suggest the following. His Mistama Rabbi Akiva was talking lofty concepts with his Talmid. He was talking heavy lamdas, not Tosfos on Davdalit, he was before Tosfos. But he was talking about heavy things with his Talmidim. And the Talmidim must have felt that they didn't have a shaychus to what he was saying. They didn't understand what he was saying. So they started to fall asleep because it didn't relate to them. They lost touch with what he was saying. So they started to fall asleep. So what did he do? He wanted to jolt them, awaken them. What did he say? He said, you have to have aspirations for greatness. You have to think big. If you think big, you'll be able to accomplish more than you believe. If you thought big, if you aspired to be greater than you are, then you'd understand what I'm saying. Why was Esther Zocha to rule over all of these Medinas, 127 Medinas? Because she had aspirations for greatness. She wanted to be like Sarah Imenu. Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof Lechait. Sarah Imenu with her tzidkus, with her tzumimus. Esther wasn't happy with just being, you know, being comfortable with where she was. She aspired to greatness. She really wanted to be something special. She wanted to be like Sarah. So because she wanted to be like Sarah, she was Zocha to achieve her full potential. She was Zocha to the levels that she achieved. She was able to be Mavato, the Gzeir of Hamah. With her Zechuyos, with the Tainios that she called, with everything that she did, she was able to be Mavato, the Gzeir of Hamah, to reach such a high level. You have to dream big, he said. He was telling them. You have to dream big. Because when you dream big, then you're able to accomplish great things. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Yedalit, they call halon shivas yamin below halom nikra ra. Someone who goes for 7 days without sleeping is nikra ra. He's criticized. It's bad. He's not viewed favorably. What does that mean? We know the scientists say everyone dreams. The question is if you remember the dreams, right? If you sleep well, then you're not gonna remember what you dreamt of. But everyone is dreaming. So what does that mean? Going 7 days without a dream. Some of the Balei Machshava say that the Gemara means to tell us the following. That someone who goes 7 days without dreaming, without aspiring to something, that's Nikara. We always have to dream. We always have to dream about being great. If you go 7 days without dreaming, something missing. Something missing from the person. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Deis in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. He says, "Imsama libo shiyu kol gufo." If a person just thinks that, you know, I wish I could be healthy. I want to make sure my body is healthy. I want to exercise properly, eat properly, so that my body should be healthy. And I should have children. They should be able to enter into the family business, work together with me. That's not the way. Ram says that's not the way. Eliyosim alibo she'egufo sholem v'chozak. But rather, a person should feel, I want to be healthy, I want to eat properly, I want to exercise so that I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my goal. My goal is not to be healthy for its own sake. Physically, I should be healthy, but I should have the health to be able to serve Hashem. And skipping a little bit, he says, V'yosim alibo she'ir lo ben. When a person is going to have children, he should think, I want to have a child. Ulayia. Chocham v'godol b'Yisrael. Maybe my child can be a godol b'Yisrael. That's what a person is supposed to think. The Rambam is not talking to Yechidei Skula. He's talking to everyone. He says, apparently it's not enough for someone to feel, I want to have children. I want to have my son should be a Ben Torah. It's a very important thing. But a person has to have a dream. A person has to be feeling, maybe my son can be someone great. Maybe I can be someone great. If a person has a dream to be great, then he'll achieve his full potential. And that potential might be much greater than he thought he could achieve. But that's only because he's shooting for the stars. He's shooting for something great. When it comes to accomplishments in Gashmias, people seem to have no trouble to have aspirations that might be a little bit beyond them. A person feels he wants to get into a top graduate school, he wants to land a prestigious job, he wants to make a lot of money. Does everyone make a lot of money? No. But that's the dream that people have. When it comes to Gashmias, people are able to dream big. But somehow when it comes to the Torah mitzvahs, to Ruchnias, we don't have such big dreams. As long as I'm learning, that's enough. That's what people feel. As long as I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that's enough. Look, putting in time is very important. Learning the kfiyas is a very important thing. Very important thing. But we should have goals. We should have lofty goals to try to accomplish. To try to accomplish great things. All the big companies in the business world started because there were people who had crazy ideas. Just think of all the companies, Microsoft and Amazon and Facebook and Tesla. People had crazy ideas, right? Expectations that, you know, their friends thought you're crazy. Totally unrealistic. What, you're going to change everything? Change the way that people do things? You really think that's going to happen? But they believed in it. And they dream big and they're laughing all the way to the bank. We have to have dreams too. We have to have big dreams and learning in Torah and mitzvahs. Before I became a Rebbe in the yeshiva, I was director of the Bekiyas program. For a number of years, we used to have two tracks in the Bekiyas program. There was the Gemara Rashi Tosfos track, Gemara Rashi track. And we covered about 40 blot a year, 20 blot a semester. We get bechinas, prizes, and different things. Who would have thought, who would have imagined that we should make it a goal that people should finish a mesechta? We didn't even try that, because we didn't think it was within the reach of Talmidim. We didn't think that they could do it. But Baruch Hashem, over the last 7-8 years, it's become a minig in the yeshiva. It's very common. This is a goal in the yeshiva. Year after year, we find many Talmidim, not just one or two, many Talmidim who finish the Masechta. And not just small Masechtas, Bava Basra as well. I thought last year, forget about it. There's no one who's going to... Bava Basra, 175 blot? You know, it's not easy to get up to Kuf Ayin Vav, Bava Basra. But there wasn't just one or two or three Bachar. A lot of Talmidim finished the Masechta. That's a goal. That's a goal. It's not an easy goal to achieve. You got to push yourself beyond your limits. But that's the kind of goal we have to have. We have to have goals in learning to really accomplish. We have to have goals in yeshiva. We have to have goals after we leave yeshiva too. Join a chabura that's not just learning, but they have goals in their learning. There are so many programs that we can attach ourselves to, whether it's Daf HaShavua or Dirshu, Mifal HaShas, Smichas Chaver. Smichas Chaver is a new program I've heard. People are joining this. They're learning. They have goals to accomplish to get smicha. That's amazing. It's an amazing thing. So some people say, but that's not for me. I can't do that. Maybe you can do it. Maybe you can dream big. If you dream big, you'll be able to accomplish more than you think. It's not just with Torah. Not just with our learning. It's with mitzvos and masim tovim as well. How many chesed organizations was started because people dream big. People dream big, whether it's Bonei Olam or Hask, Misaskin, just to name a few. So many organizations doing chesed, doing amazing things for people. It only started because people had big dreams, unrealistic big dreams. When you have big dreams, you can accomplish great things. Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that we have to dream big if we want to accomplish our full potential. And even if we think that dreaming too big might be counterproductive, at least dream out of your comfort zone. Push yourself beyond the limits that you think you have. You'd be surprised when you'll see what you can really accomplish. Chance.